is analyzing after you've gone, right? We've established that the key is B flat. So the first chord E flat is a what, guys?
Four.
Yep, and then E flat minor?
Four minor,
and then what, A flat nine?
Seven minor.
Yeah, correct. And so I'd actually put flat seven minor. The reason I would say flat 7 is because a regular 7 in the key of
B flat
is a what?
A.
It's major. An A, correct. But we don't have A, we have A flat. So there's, not only do you have to indicate that the Roman numeral itself is flat, but you have to indicate the quality of the chord that it is, which is dominant. So I'm going to put flat 7 X. X means dominant. We went over that. You remember that, Hilly?
Yeah, yep.
All right, keep going. Then we got a B flat, which is a 1. And then keep going from there. D minor, G7.
So 3.
3 and 6.
3 and 6. What kind of 6, Cole?
Major 6.
What kind of 6 is it, Hilly?
Dominant.
Dominant 6. How do you know?
Dominant 6.
You're not looking at... You're. Can you see it from there where you are?
No. What is a dominant 6, though?
What it means is the Roman numeral 6, but a dominant chord of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How do you know it's a dominant? Because it says G9.
Yeah.
And 9 is a type of... is like 7.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
So we should go over that.
I was playing it as a G7.
So G7 is fine.
Okay.
So either way, it's a 6 dominant. When you have a dominant, here, let's just talk about, with respect to the five families. The five families are major, dominant, minor, half diminished, and diminished. When you have extensions, those extensions are going to be notated according to the family of chords. So if it's in family one, the major family, let's say you have 13, right? It'll be called B flat major 13. If it's in the dominant family, it'll just be called B flat 13. Similar to in the dominant family, you just write B-flat 7, now you write B-flat 13. In the major family, you wrote B-flat major 7, now you write B-flat major 13. You with me so far? Mm-hmm. The minor is easy to identify because it'll be B-flat minor 13.
Yeah.
And the half diminished, you're not going to see 13s on those half diminished. And diminished, you're not going to see, you usually don't see extensions on those unless it's something very specific. So I'm going to skip those for right now. Back to our analysis. We got 4, 4 minor, flat 7 dominant, 1, 3, 6 dominant, and what's the C7? According
five.
To B. C7?
7.
No, neither one of you is correct. Remember the key is B flat.
Oh, 2, sorry.
Okay,
oh,
not
two,
a problem.
Yeah.
No apology necessary. At what kind of 2?
Dominant.
How do you know that you have to put in the X here? Why can't you just leave it as a 2?
C7.
I mean, why can't you just leave it at, like, when you're analyzing, why do you need to put the X in? Let me ask a question a different way. If I just put a 2, what chord would that imply in the key of B flat?
C major 7.
Nope. Haley, do you know?
It would be a minor.
Yes. How did you know that for Cole's benefit?
Because in a harmonized scale, the second triad is a minor.
And that, you may not have understood what she meant by that.
No, yeah.
But have you ever played, like...
It's like major, minor, minor, major,
yes,
minor.
Yes. You've heard this.
Yeah.
So major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, diminished is your harmonized scale. If you do it out to the seventh, did I give you the harmonized scale charts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have those today?
No, I listened.
Okay, so that's fine. If you look, you'll see it's major 7, minor 7, minor 7, major 7, dominant 7, minor 7, half diminished. That will be the series. So Hillary knows that, and therefore she knows that she's got to put 2x for the C9. Why don't we have to deal with the fact that it's C9 instead of C7, you guys? Why am I just ignoring that, like the 9 part, and just indicating it as C7?
They're both dominant.
Yeah, they're both in the same family, the dominant family. Very good. You guys are understanding fine. F9?
5.
You got it. Do I have to write any marks there besides 5?
No.
Okay. Cole said dominant. Hillary said no. The reason Hillary is correct that you don't have to write dominant is because the 5 slot is always dominant.
Okay.
like repeating this. Maybe I should make you guys play. Yeah, I'm gonna pause here and make you guys play the B flat major harmonized scale. Now just listen first and then you're gonna do this. It's B flat major 7, C minor 7, D minor 7, B flat major 7, F, just F7, excuse me, G minor 7, A F diminished, and B flat major 7 again. Right? Take a minute and play through that. I'm going to pause the recording. You who are listening to this, you should do it as well. Here's the result.
Oh shit.
I'm recording this. Careful. Wait, hang on. Go back. Go back to the four chord right there, Cole. Make sure it's major 7, the E flat.
The E flat. Oh, okay.
So when you got to the four chord, you did a dominant 7. And you said oh something,
I
so
five is
that, thanks for clarifying. I'm recording this.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're fine.
Start from the beginning.
I mean, I presume anyone listening to this would be an adult, because usually you don't learn jazz until you're at least, you know, 16 or something. So, a young adult, anyway. So, I think I went to jazz camp when I was 15. So, back then, I don't think a swear would have bothered me. So, all right. So, one more time from the beginning.
Okay, so, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now dominant, good. Now minor.
Sorry, I just got off.
It's fine, right? It's fine. Let's do the last three. The last three would be G minor 7. Let me see that. Yeah, then A half diminished. Let's see that. Give Cole a second. That's a new voicing for him. And then B flat major 7. Good. So you feel cool? We're going to go around on that one more time, Hillary. Thank you for leading.
One, 2, 3, 4.
Beautiful job. I'm going to push my luck and ask you guys to go backwards. You go 1, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Same speed, Hilly.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. I think that was good. Like, in terms of an exercise for you guys, you were both able to do it with a little bit of struggle, which is, by the way, what I look for as a teacher. Like, if people are doing it mostly, if people are doing it at 100%, it's too easy. If people are doing it at like 40-50%, it's too hard. So if you're in the 80-90% range, I'm happy. That's exactly what I'm shoot for as a teacher. Now let's go back to the analysis. We had an F9, and that was a 5 chord. Now we're at B-flat 6. Would that be any different in the analysis from the B-flat major 7 that we saw? No, why not?
It's the same family.
Same family. What about the next chord, B-flat 7? Is that a 1, or do we have to... What else, how would you analyze that?
Dominant 1.
Correct, 1x, right? Because it's in the dominant family. Big difference. It may only be one note different, you know, from B-flat 6, but it's a big difference functionally. All right, now I'm going to speed up the analysis because a lot of this is the same stuff. Second half, we got 4. 4 minor. So, actually, while I'm writing, analyze from the last two lines. So, we got B-flat, we know that's a 1. I'm going to write in these other lines while you guys are thinking. But call out what you think it is, like when it goes to A minor 7, D 7, etc.
Flat 4 dominant. No. Sorry. So wrong. A.
Cole, you can also call it out if you wish.
7 dominant.
What kind of 7?
7 dominant.
Yeah. No, the chord is A minor 7.
Minor.
So you're there almost.
7 minor, and then.
It's a 7 minor, Hillary, because there's
yep.
7.
Yep.
Right? So I'm just going to put a minus there.
3 dominant on the D7.
And then he said three dominant. He's correct. Three dominant. I'm running out of room here.
And six dominant.
I need to erase this. Yeah, seven minor. Seven minor and three dominant and then a six, right? Why didn't I say six minor there?
Six is supposed to be minor.
Six is always minor, right. So you just don't have to indicate it. You can just write six and everybody knows it's minor. Now, what about this / F thing?
Ignore it.
Well, yeah, you could. You can leave it to the bass player to ignore it. But in order to figure out how to analyze that, you need to ask yourself, is it a chord tone, or does this note now introduce a different quality to the G minor? Is the note F in a G minor chord? G minor 7 chord, I should say?
Yes.
Yes, what is it?
It's the 7.
Correct, Cole. In case Hillary didn't get that answer that quickly, how did you know that?
It's I just looked at the chord and I see it. I like put my fingers on the chord and I saw an F.
I actually want to reiterate that for Hillary. You know how I'm always saying don't use it, don't do it in your head?
And I did it in my head.
The reason you do it in your head is because you play piano and you have the ability to think that way. But it's actually faster to do what Cole did. You just look at the chord, and he saw a note that was like a whole step below the root. Hopefully that's the way he did it. And you were like, oh, that must be a flat 7. Mm-hmm. Right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. It's actually way faster to use your own fretboard information. Okay, make sense? So now that this is, I'm not trying to milk this analysis out and draw it out, but now that this we established that this is in the chord already, this is simply an inversion. And so I would call this a 6, and the symbol is a 2. If you guys are interested in inversion symbols, we can cover that later, but it's another inversion, so I'm going to put a 6 with a little 2 at the top. Now this E diminished, what would that be?
That would be a 4 diminished.
What do you think?
Flat.
4. Flat.
I put a flat 5 diminished. Flat 5 diminished. Yeah. And then this B flat over F, what would that be?
1.
It's 1, and then it over F. Is F a chord tone to the B flat?
Yes.
And what is it, Hillary?
It's the 5th.
Correct. So it's what we call a second inversion. I don't know how much you know about inversions, but a root position is 1-3-5-7. First inversion is 3-5-7-1. Right? It doesn't have to be in that order on guitar necessarily, except the bass note has to be a 3. Mm-hmm. Second inversion, the bass note is a 5. Third inversion, the bass note is a 7. There is no such thing as fourth inversion because you get back to 1 again. Mm-hmm. Make sense? Mm-hmm. So how you analyze that is you just put a 4-3. I put a 4/3. That we'll talk about inversion some other day. Then I'm back to a G7, which is a 6 dominant. I'll share this with you guys and post it on the page, and then you have a 2-5-1. 2-5-1s are all over the place. How does this all help you? Well, it shows you where the non-diatonic chords are. You can solo in B flat on this whole thing, but you should be aware of stuff that might clash a little. Now, I'm going to save this, but in green, I'm going to circle the non-diatonic chords. The non-diatonic chords are the... Non-diatonic chords would be the 4 minor, the flat 7 dominant, like the G7 and the C7, the B flat 7 here, right? Anything that has something else except a Roman numeral. You know, if it has a Roman numeral X or if it has a flat or sharp Roman numeral, right? Then it's understood that in those places, the scale you play may not fit, the note you're on may not fit exactly. So these are the non-diatonic chords. How do you deal with all this? That's a loaded question. There are many different levels of dealing with all those. The first is to just play in B flat major and use your ear. If you don't like the note you're on, go up or down to the next scale tone and probably you'll be okay. That's totally cavalier, but it's a place to start. The next way would be, you'd have to analyze like, what are these new notes introducing in terms of the intervals of the key. And that takes a long time to analyze, and we won't go there right now. If you know arpeggios, like Hillary does, like E flat minor, like I would do E flat minor 7, even though it says E flat minor 6, and then A flat 7, then you can kind of visualize, without thinking too much, where those non-diatonic chord tones are. And so at a certain point, you should learn arpeggios.
Yeah.
You know. Let's just leave it at that for right now. I would say, just for right now, play in B flat. We don't see anything grossly. We don't see anything out of key for very long. Like, the green chords are distributed throughout, but there's no one section where there's a ton of green chords right in a row, which probably would mean it would go to a different key and they would be green. I'm sorry, they would be red, but to that new key. So we didn't have to go outside the key. So just solo in B flat and use your ear and let's play it. I'll play the chords. Actually, for the purposes of the recording, I'm sorry about this. Let me go back one fret, one step. If you could please play the chords one more time, and I'm going to do the melody, and then I'm going to take over and do the chords while you guys solo, all right? With a double time feel, like instead of what's written is after you come 3, 4, and then 1, 2, 3, 4. We're playing it with a double time feel, which means we're making each bar feel like two bars of a faster tempo. Does that make sense? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now E flat minor and A flat 7. I think that's what we're doing. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. flat major 7. That last chord, the B flat 7, is in parentheses because, well, do you know why it's in parentheses? I just kind of
so
gave
go
away.
Back to the beginning.
Yeah, it's called a turnaround chord. Have you ever heard that expression? So only when you turn it around do you play that. By the way, for the B flat 6 chord, I never did show you another way of playing it besides all I did was tell you could play B flat major 7 instead of that chord. But I'm inclined to at least show you like one or two alternatives to the 6 chord. Hillary knows this one. It would be 6 X 5 6 6 X 5 7 6 X. Six. Notice how it's, if you can visualize when you go play the B flat 7, and the fourth string is the 7th, and then you're lowering that note voice by 2 frets. Another one is, this is one, another one I like a lot, Hilly, you might not know this one. It'd be B flat 6 9, very easy to play, and sounds good too. You could do 6 5 5 5 6 X. That's 6-5-5-5-6-X. And from bottom to top, the intervals are 1-3-6-2-5. That's very pretty. Sometimes you might not play the third and go 6-X-5-5-6, which is fine too. So those are very handy. All that stuff is handy. All right?